Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
God's about to do something big in the world. And those of you that have ears, listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. And I believe that God is saying to the church right now, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Now, I don't even need to be saying that, because you don't even need to hear in the spirit realm that that's where we are. You just got to look at the world and you'll see where we are and you'll say, I better make sure I'm ready. But the people that are spiritually inclined and they're listening to the word of the Lord, He's going to direct you. Do you hear what I just said? Because let me tell you what, when you come to waters that are unnavigated, they haven't been navigated by you before or by the world before. I mean, this corona for us was new navigation, right? You need to hear specific directions from God. And God is coming to a place right now where He's going to direct a remnant. Not everybody, because not everybody's listening and not everybody's submitting. But He's looking for the remnant. Now, that can be you at home watching by way of the internet as well. Thank God you're with us. And we praise God that you joined us today. But God is looking for a remnant, anybody that is going to be obedient to His word and has the ear open to hear what the Lord is saying at this specific time. Because these uncharted waters are not going to be like you're going to say, oh, I'll take the map out and I can just follow my map. It's not on the back. There's no map for it. There is no map but the Word of God. And we need the Word of God to direct us. Now, because you have an anointing from God, then the anointing is going to start to help you to listen and be led. Amen. You see, we got the greater one on the inside of us. We're looking today at burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. This is the third part. And we know that the anointing is the yoke-destroying and the burden-removing power of God. And we saw that before. We saw it in Isaiah 10:27, that God said His yoke shall be taken from off your neck and His burden from off your shoulders because of the anointing. Now, some translations say because of the fat. Well, the word translated from the concordance is anointing. An anointing is something that is a title given to Messiah. Jesus Christ, that's not His last name. Christ is not His last name. Like Baptist is not John's last name. John the Baptizer, it's what he did. Christ the Messiah in who He is. Now the word Messiah is the anointed one and His anointing. And I'll give you the reference to it later on when I get there. It's actually, I've got it. It's from the concordance, it's number 5547, and it means the anointed one and His anointing. So when you say Jesus Christ, you're saying Jesus, the anointed one and His anointing. Well, what removes burdens and destroys yokes? Jesus Christ, the anointed one and His anointing. Well, where is Jesus Christ? He's in me. Come on. So where's the anointing? In me. Come on. So you are bearing and walking around and carrying burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. But listen, you've got to believe this. You've got to receive it and believe it. You've got to have faith in the anointing, the Messiah. You've got to have trust in the anointing, the Messiah, in order to walk with the anointing, burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. And not only for yourself, it's for people around you. It's for people around you. And too many people get comfortable in their problem. Because you can see the sway of the world today. It's under someone's sway. And if you read 2 Corinthians 4:4, you'll see he says the God of this world, not the terra firma, the systems. Because in Psalm 24:1, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that live in the world. We belong to God if we're born again. And the terra firma, the earth, the galaxies are God's. They don't belong to 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the people to the gospel, because God is trying to open our eyes to the gospel, right? So we know the God of this world is the devil, of this world and its systems. If you don't believe that, just look at the systems. And that's why Jesus has to come back, because we've tried to get the control of the healthcare and the finances and the Medicaid and all the kind of stuff, and we're failing miserably. We've tried communism. How's that working? Ask them in Cuba that are prepared to die getting to America. We need Jesus. Well, the good news is you got Jesus. So we are a light. We carry the light of God. We carry the anointing of God. We are it at this time. Not just us here. I'm talking children of God around the world, the church. The uncompromised church, I'm talking. Not the churches that are agreeing with politically correct statements and doing things that are totally contrary to the word of God. That is, God spoke about that. He said, there's coming a falling away, and then I'll come. You're seeing the church, the falling away in the church today. When they'll agree with anything, just, you've seen it. Amen. But we, real children of God, uncompromising children of God, not going to go politically correct because I'll get more votes or I'll get more friends. We're going to go biblically correct. And listen, remember this. If you've got a true friend or someone who really loves you, they'll tell you there's spinach hanging out your teeth. Well, if you've got a real Christian, he's going to tell you, you need Jesus Christ to be born again. Because the world don't have spinach in their teeth. They've got the whole block where they grow it. We are the light of the world. Put your hand on your heart and say, I am an ambassador for Christ, which makes me a light in a dark world. And we've got to start to understand we're here for such a time as now. We're not here just for play. This is real. Amen. And so this is very exciting. We've been talking about the anointing of God. And then the word anoint, look at the Strong's. It's the same word where it talks about Jesus Christ. But 5548, if you've been anointed, here's what it means. To anoint by rubbing or pouring olive oil on someone to represent the flow, the empowering of the Holy Spirit.
Remember how Samuel went to anoint David as king of Israel by pouring the oil over his head. After they searched all of his brothers, God said, no, it's specifically for the one I've chosen, David. Bring him in. And when he came in, Saul anointed him.
You see, God chooses you. You don't take the oil flask yourself and pour it over your head and say, I'm an evangelist, I'm a pastor, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, God does that. Amen. And when God does something, God does it right. Amen. And so it means, now watch here, especially to present someone as divinely authorized, appointed by God to serve as prophet, priest, or king. Now, we know in Revelation 1 and 1 Peter 2, he says, I've called you as a holy nation, a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood. Correct? Yeah. Well, he's talking to you and me right there. If he's called you, he's appointed you. If he's appointed you, he's anointed you. Amen. Amen. And every one of us were called from our mother's womb. Now, he also says this, many are called, but few are chosen. God calls everybody on the planet. He calls everybody to be a child of his. Everyone, no exception. but not everyone receives. Many are called, but few are chosen. Then he says in Revelation, he says, those that are called and chosen and faithful are the ones that get through. So we are called and chosen and faithful to the Word of God to live according to His Word, not according to political correctness or feelings and emotions or popular sway and popular opinion. Popular opinion is getting many people into big trouble today. There are so many people that don't even know the trouble they're in because they're spiritually discerned. That means they cannot have the Holy Spirit, and He's called the Spirit of Truth. If you don't have the Spirit of Truth, how can you know truth? So you believe every lie, and when you pass a law that's a lie, you think it's right, you think it's good. You cannot know the truth, because you're spiritually discerned. But we are not spiritually discerned. We have the Spirit of Truth, and we have the anointing right in us. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost, and power. How God anointed Him. And when Jesus was anointed, He had burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Because the Bible says He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with Him. God was with Him. Amen. And so the anointing was on Jesus. The anointing's in you. If He that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, He that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit which dwells in you. Romans 8:11. He tells you, you got the same Spirit, you got the same anointing. He might have had it in greater measure because He operated in fivefold ministry, all of them, without restraint. But we have. That's why when you come together as a church, a body of believers come together. That's why God said, do not forsake yourselves the gathering together of the saints. Because when we all come together, the anointings, corporate anointings of each and every one of us, bring a fuller power and a fuller anointing into the place we're at. And then you see miracles, and then you see signs, and then you see wonders. Amen. Ecclesiastes 8. Verse 4, now watch here. If you're a king with a prophet's anointing and a priestly anointing, look what he says here. Where the word of a king is, there is power. But you've got to believe it. Did he not say, I'm the King of Kings? I'm the Lord of Lords? Is God not the ultimate royalty you can possibly get? Well, Prince Charles happens to be the son of the Queen of England, correct? Yes. Is he not royalty? Yes. He's Prince Charles. So if your daddy is a king, guess what? You're royalty too. Amen. Your old self wasn't, your new self is. Amen. Amen. So look what he says here. Where the word of a king is. You see, you got to get the word going. Amen. If you don't bring the word forth, nothing is. But just the sad thing, where the word of a king is, even if it's against that, what you believe is where you're going to end up.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka,